Look at Shane. Shakarat and Nicknis, because of Star Chazaka, Kasris, Nicknis, because of Star Chazaka. Rashikagnis, because of Star Chazaka, the null parts of God, their culture, and self-pollution of Finola. That's Chazaka. Schiris, Chazal guides Chiris Behema of Akela. Just like Karka is Nicknis, because of Chazaka, so Schiris Behema is. Nicknames because of Shara Chazaka. The Gemara Schiris my avidite. Who's talking about Schiris? Rashi Liknais Lahaknais Achi Yimshaych. Umay Chazaka Blam Mashicha Mishkachasla. So Rashi says two things. That my avidite to be coming with other things in verse for. Schiris of Metaltlin mean Meshicha. Furthermore, my Chazaka blame Meshicha Meshkach. So what Shaykh Bechlal Chazaka by Schiris? We know Musik of Chazaka. Chazaka is not God of the parts. How does that do with how you make Chazaka for Schiris Metaltlin? So the Sherman Dag and Rashi holds that my Schiris Metaltlin is not Nicknames Bekesev. And the Rabban asks, other Rishonim, and they argue. And they say, but Hare, we pass Rabbi Yechanan, the Kesef is kind of in the Torah. The reason why it's not kind of in the Rabbanon is Shem Yemru Nisrichtecha Baliyah. And that doesn't apply by Schiris. Because the Sarker has the object, he's being Sarker, he's using it. Right? So what's Shach Nisrichtecha Baliyah? Elamai, you want to say loy plug? Chayy Rashi has to say loy plug. Like the Sherman saying, the Raman's Meirich that he won't say loy plug, whatever. So that's Mechayy the Shainu over here. Whether or not, based on this Gemara, we say that Schiris Metaltlim is Nik Mekesek, because here you don't have the reason of Nisrich Dechvaliyah. And then at the time we had other discussions about this, whether or not, you know, in certain cases where the reason doesn't apply, do we say that you are kind of Kesek? Amr Shmuel, hi man, the gozal chavitza, the chamer, mechavre, mechavera, visvash, chamishim, tamri. He stole a... No, I'm sorry, we didn't answer more. Amr Chis, is chiris karaka. Hisle, beis, mishnos le kesev, oishi kosle bailem, beis, imushkin loch, omos le vishtar, shehichzik bo yosecher, ein echamein, dochel lachza. He stole the chavitza, the chamer, which is a barrel of dates, which are stuck together. Now, the deal is... It has 50 dates. Now, Agadolim is not benun. Nachi chada. If you sell the whole batch together, then you get 49 wholesales, you get 49 zuz. But chada chada is not benun. Now, lehedyit, mishalim chamishim nachi chada. Lehektish mishalim chamishim vichum shayim. So if you steal from Hedid, you have to pay 49. But if you steal from Hekdish, you have to pay at a full price. And a fifth. Hashem give a mazig, loy mishalim chumsha. The mazig doesn't pay a chaymish. The amagmar, ish, kyechol kaydish, prat le mazig. So mazig does not pay a chaymish. If you mazig Hekdish, you don't pay a chaymish. Now, Taisus points out that this whole din is in Rabbana. Because that's a midaraisa, not that a mazik doesn't pay the chaymish, but that a mazik even pays the karen is only Rabbana. Because midaraisa, he proves in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, the Tess, and then the Mishnah says that it has to be Mnei Bris, and has to be, it can't be Hektish. What is my Hektish? So there's no din in mazik. As far as mazik hektish, there's no chiyu. And who are din other mazik? So this that we said, yeah, you need to pay the karen is only rabbana. And zok mechus chinuch that it's a nun hey that this is teis is mechadish that mid rabbanan at least there's a chiyu by other mazik the hektish. That's pashit. Even teis is ma'ida that by shein v'regel if your animal damage is hektish. Then, Avada, even Rabbanu, you don't have to pay. Look at my right. Masalor Rabbeinu Barbaye. Lehadid, amai mishalom chamishim, nochi chada, neymalei, ano chada chada, have a mizavni no lehu. I would sell it one by one, and I'll make the full price, so maybe you should have to pay him the full price. Am Ravuna Brede Beshua, Shaman Beis Saab, Ayes Asada, Hanan. The din is, look Rashi, Gam Ezak in the Shem Bam Kam Ki Varish Sada Karim, Hanan, Ketz Mishal Lemes Masha Ezika, Shaman Beis Saab, Ayes Asada, Kam Ayes Yafa, Kam Yafa, Vem Adaktik and Leos, Shaman, Ha'achila Levada, Ma'ayis Ashava, Ruga Zushinacheles, you don't look at that ruga and say, well, an aruga costs $5. That's how much you have to pay. Elama nechzar beisa midameha imhoye balimcha harkarka imzriyasa machasu dama b'shun achilas aruga zu. Dahainu kula gabei. Taba litnis karka loyinachana b'kach uvidom mood yisvashim pachas nadamim. The guy is buying a whole field. It's missing one aruga. Obviously, the price that he's going to take off this field is very minimal. So it's a kula on the part of the mazik that he only has to pay the field, the difference in the field with that ruga and the field without that ruga. So what the Gemara is saying is, let's see what we're makel. So here also, we're makel on the shuma, and you only pay 49, not 50. Now, Bemison is a machlekes over here. Rashi's sheet that we just said, that how do you make the shuma, how much the field was worth, and how much the field is worth. The Yamshel Shleiman Baba Kama Perikvav Simon Yudches is Tomeya and Rashi. The Alfi Rashi comes out that it's not fair to the Nizik Pashit, because the Hezik is so minuscule. If we're talking about buying a field, right? If you're talking about buying a field, the amount they're going to take off because missing one aruga. In the long term, you're buying a field for long term. It's like the fact it's missing one aruga, and you buy a skyscraper and it's missing a window, right? You know, you're not going to even take off. You're not going to take off anything. You can take off a dollar. What are you going to do? Take off for that window, right? So then it comes out that your mama's not paying anything. So definitely, Yamshel Shleiman, I think, learns that it's talking about how much a person would be buying the peiris of the field, mechuber, how much you would take off. So it's not like buying the makolet, how much you pay for the field for the payers. Then it's not, you know, buying the field. You know, you're buying the payers, and then still it could feed the whole field. It's less, but it's not going to be so crazy less. Now I saw b'shem of Gusman, he wanted taina that perhaps the machlekes over here is totally in the yisayis de chakira, and that is, I think it's from the chazan yecheskel chakira. Chasabramsky, that when we say shaman, the Gemara Baba Kama, that was shaman could feed the field, right? What's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that we're teaching up that the hezek be'etzem is to the field? But the reason why you do the field minus the aruga, how much the field is with the aruga, the field without the aruga, because it's mechubal karka, so we don't look at it that he damaged payers. He damaged the field. So Mela, how do you shots up how much the hezek is? So just like if a guy damages a car, you say, how much is the car worth with the door, how much is the car worth without the door? So I mean, also, how much is the field worth with the aruga without the aruga? Because we're not handling the paris, we're handling the field. So Mela, I don't care if it ends up being very little, because that's the damage is to the field. Always say no. That this is just an eifin of shuma. There's different way. The best in the damage is to the paris. Now, there are different ways of doing a shum on payers. You could do it how much you buy per kilo. You could do it how much it is in the field. There are different ways of making the shumah, and that's the possibility of Gal to be how to make the shumah. So Mela says the Yamshel Shleimah, it doesn't make sense. We should make the shumah this way, because then the Nizik is going to totally lose. Now, the Kumin Afkamin is, in this Hakira, what happens if one guy owns the peiris and one guy owns the karka. They have a shutfis, right? The karka belongs to one guy. One guy owns the peiris, right? So if the damage is to the field, negating the parents. And then, if the svar is because damages to the field, if the kaka doesn't belong to him. But if it's just oifen of shulma, it doesn't make a difference that the field is not his. Not coming in, not coming in, it's not care. Okay. The man bin Sava Shmuel din hedid, lav kedin gavaya dami, but tanan. Because what does Shmuel say? There's nafkamina whether you damage the barrel of dates from Hekdish or you damage from Hekdish. We see that there's different price scale. But tanan, not till Eben Akarim Hekdish, loyma. The Gizbur takes a beam from Hekdish. He's not mal because it's in his rishos anyway. It's not him holding, him taking it does not constitute a shinur rishos. Nasan chaber, hu mal, chaber loy mal. Yotzel chulun. And he's mal, that's him giving it to his friend. And his friend's not mal because it was yotzel chulun. Bana besaych beisai, loy mal. Achi yid tachteha b'shav pruta. So then he's being. There are two ways to be mal, either with shinur rishos, yitzir from Hekdish, or hana. So mal over here, if he built in his house, rashes in an oifen where it's not a shinui, so he's not kain it. That would constitute mila. So then, if he sits on it and he benefits, he's not from it, then he's mal. The grash not to have him mechsech liyo pechir lichti mishkel shalak mali bina mali nas mechaber v'kim lo v'ok mina on the gizbar sham nekayish m'surim loy askinu the blav hachinam b'shusay hava mancha hilkach loy mal bad basa nas mechaber v'etzir l'chun shekhan mechaber m'nasay v'yisham lehekdish bana gizbar sech beis loy mal basa m'kim lekakon shenicha pi arubad l'shanye okay Yosef Rav Bo Kamei Rav Yechina. V'yosu kamesh mei d'shmul. V'esmeres ha'lev ha'chaz ha'chavesh. V'shalem idai toi. Tzorach ha'alos le'eschar. V'esukin gemar ba'am kamesh mesopik. That over here in this case, where it's zenen and zen le'chaser. Right? With a chaser, the gemar says, is lo'kaim ala agra. So zen le'chaser. It's not for rent. But it's Zenana, because he is in the market to pay rent. Zenim Zalachasim is a shal in the Gemara. Sugim Babakam. And we want Migaraya from here. Because the fact that he's mauled by being Nana from the Cairo once he puts it in his house. So even though Lachar is Zenanim Zalachasim. Rashi. Chidot Tachtea, mauled. Vapagav Lashanye. Adar Machat Chavesh. Lamidas Bailim. Tzorach Laos Laischar. Afil chutz lekayim lagra, nahavli zenena. Nahavli zenena zelachaser. Ha'ocha shloim midas hekdish dar. Kam nimshal meila. This is mamir case of dar b'chutz veish shloim midaytei. Ukam nimshal meila hekdish. Min kam zayis merish. Mamina yal v'hedi mehekdish. V'dakdeg achara. So we see, learn out. If you tell me that hekdish is more chamor, then what's the riot? Maybe loyim al peri dar b'chaz chavesh lemidaitai. Then as lechaser is potter, but hekdish yichayim. Hekdish is more common. El ma'aseh it shmul hol. The hekdish is not more common. And derech agav, this gemara really is one of the strongest rayas to Reb Chaim that we discussed many times. And the gedder of meila is gezel. Because if it's a get of Isra Hana, Asa Ketusha, it's Asa Bana, then Bechal, what's the Raya? The Dar B'chaz Chavesh Lamidaitai. You say, if you're Mal, even though Zenel Lechaser, oh, must be, Dar B'chaz Chavesh is Chayyah. What's the Raya? The Hekdish is because I'm in Hana, you're in Nana. That's why you're Chayyah. Nothing to do with, what to do with Mammon. Elmaisi, the get there is a Mammon, and male, if you see the Yichayi Mila, must be, it's considered stealing. If it's considered stealing, then Yichayi by your friend. This is one of the main rayas I think the Chayim really bring to Reb Chaim. Shim, I think, looks like this Mabu Kama. The Gemara, no. Hadu Beishmol, Echanam, Hadu Beishmol Mahi. So he was talking about from the last thing. and really holds taka that hekdesh is different than hadid. Umay dan he hadabay dilma maha hadabay. Maybe it's chayiv in the first one. So the next few lines has a very strange gemara. Gemara says no. Must be hadar mahi kederav. I'm a rav. Hekdesh lamidas kederav midas dami. And rav is svara. The chayiv is a total different svara. Rav says there's no raya from hekdesh because hekdesh is always midas, like Rashi says. Kedem midas Rashi hekdesh munach limo l'chol abba mei moich miyadai rachman amar man de mishani limo rachman yada. So this really has to be understood in the context of Zenez Lechaser. The fact that Baal Bayis knows about it makes a difference. I have to really understand the other Shemun differently. Talk upon him. The Gemara is being daicha mitzad svaras of Zenez Lechaser. The sug of Zenez Lechaser is Ahdar b'chaser chaver shaloi midaitai. And here it's considered midaitai for whatever reason. Right? It has nothing to do with whether Hekdesh is different than Hedir or not. Strange Gemara. The Gemara is done. The Shmuel hold Hekdesh is different than Hedir or not. By us, he holds that it's different. Over there, he brings the Raya, you see it's not different. The Gemara is like, he's chayzer in the second one. But Hainu is chayzer in the second one, maybe he's chayzer in the first one, maybe he holds the Hekdesh and the Hekdesh, they're the same, and if by both of them, he pays either 49 or 50. Right? The Gemara says, no, because of Rava. Meaning, right? So Chayyab says, that since the whole Sushal is a Shver Sushal anyway, so Mustami was chayzer from that. And kept the first thing. But that, in other words, but then, if that's why he was chayzer, because even if you're willing to compare Hekdesh to Hedid, it's not Sushtel, then, but you see that he was willing to compare it, so you see that he is willing to compare it. And the only reason why Shmuel was chayzer was because of Rava, so then that's not saying that he doesn't hold the comparison to Hekdesh and Hedid. It's just that even if you do compare Hekdesh and Hedid, but in this case it's not comparable because of a different reason. So it's a strange, it's a very, very difficult Gemara. Amar Rava, Hani Shakuloi, the Tavru Chavisa the Chamra the Chanvasa. They broke a barrel of wine. Yoyim the Shuka Mizdavne Behei, Mashal Yoyim Mizdavne Be'arba. If you sell the wine, the Yoyim Ashuk, you'd get five for it. You'd sell it. Because it's more of a demand. If you're selling it just Amazai, there aren't customers, you only get four for it. So Hadulei, B'yayim in the Shukka, Mahadulei, Chavisa the Chamra. B'shar Yayim, Mahadre, hey. Zuk Rashi. Hadulei, B'yayim in the Shukka, Koydim Shigi Yayim in the Shukka, Rashi says. Shiyachal, Amarich, B'yayim in the Shukka, Shigi Rishon. Then he can give him back the barrel. Give him back a barrel, because then, with this barrel, he could make back his money. He could, you know, he had a barrel that he could sell for five. Now you give him another barrel that he can sell for five. So he's not losing anything, but you're giving him the barrel. Hashenkein, if a Yom Hashuk passed, you're giving it to him after the Yom Hashuk. So then, Mahadle hey. Damalhu, he have a gaboy, miyam in the shuka, he have a shabbat. So he's saying, I would have had the barrel when the yam shuk came, I could have gotten five for it. If you had to pay me five. But Amaran's at the Gemara, he gets five. Elad le have le chamra le zvuni. He didn't have other barrels to sell. Am have le chamra le zvuni, he boy le zvuni. Again, according to Rashi, like Mamar Mahadli, hey, a less lechavasa cham in the zvuni. Rashi Tabadi Hadri Nehel Av Mazmulay. But if he has other barrels, if you got a wine cell full of barrels, they didn't sell those. So what's the tie into? Oh, if I would have had your barrel, I could have gotten five for it. Obviously not. You had hundreds of barrels which you didn't sell. If I put my barrel, you would have sold. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay him. He just gives him back the barrel because he's not. He didn't have a loss of five. Well, the Gemara, so there are some expenses that he sold the barrel he would have had some expenses. He'd have to make a hole, make a spigot, and then he'd have a tercha. So, right? If he's selling it on the Yom HaShuk, there are some expenses entailed. So now that he's getting the money without selling the wine, right? So he doesn't pay the full five, he's just paying the full five minus the expense. Now, the Rambam has a different sheet. The Goyim points out over here. Chayne Barash, I'll give us a riff for Rambam. They say like this. Dalit. Meaning when the Gemara said that Bishar Yoyim and Mahajulei Hey, point to Rashi, means if you pay them after the Yom HaShuk, you pay Hey. The Rambam's Goyim is Dalit. Not the Yom HaShuk, it's Dalit. The Rambam explains like this, that a chavis, you could always pay, no matter what, you could always get back a chavis. El de mois, mishalim, ki mois shav, b'shas tashlumen. Yeah? Meaning like this. According to the Rambam, if you're going to pay back a barrel of wine, You broke a barrel of wine. You give back a barrel of wine, that's fine. Now, if instead of giving back a barrel of wine, you want to pay for the barrel of wine, so then it depends. It depends when you're paying him. B'yayim HaShuk, a barrel of wine is worth five. So if you want to pay for the barrel of wine, you have to give five. Shar Yayimi, you're paying for a barrel of wine. Shar Yayimi, a barrel of wine costs four. So the side of the Rambam, and this the Machne Ephraim, and this Gemam and Siman Aleph is Mayrach, is a very big, a very serious the Geshayla. I think we had this ground in Sugim by the Mitzvahs a little bit. The Rambam by Chayfe Besad Chaveira, Barishich Lamaris, Chayz Rambam Ravid, that. What is the gather of the chiv of mazik over there? Kitzur, the Rambam says the Rambam holds that the chiv of mazik is not mammon. It's not that when I damaged you, I have to pay. I damaged you, mammon. I caused you a hefsid, mammon. I have to pay the hefsid. That's what Rashi holds. That's what Rashi says. Totally, how much hefsid there is. The Rambam holds I have to replace what I did. So I have to replace a barrel of wine. I damage a barrel of wine. I have to give you back a barrel of wine. So if I give you back a barrel of wine, then I replaced the hezek. Now, if I want to give you money, so I have to give you the amount of the money that you could buy a barrel of wine. So that the money is mali hei mali demayin, it's a chimsa for you to get a barrel of wine. So whenever I pay you, now I'm giving you back a barrel of wine. So let's see, how much does a barrel of wine cost today? So that's why for the Rambam, it's totally when you're paying. And if you pay with a barrel, you can pay no matter what. Doesn't make a difference if it's Rashi says after the Yom HaShuk, you can't give him a barrel of wine. Why? Because there's a hefsit. Because Rashi holds, you're paying for the hefsit. Rambam holds, you're replacing what you did. So Mela, a barrel of wine could always give. Money depends. Because you're giving money in order to build the hishbel to replace the wine. It depends when you're paying. How much? Let's look up and see what it costs today.